We begin Kutzah Shulchan Aruch Simon Mem Beis Sif Chof. In Marichlam Bechabora, somebody's eating in a group. V'yatzuk tzas mehem adas shiachzul kan, and some have left with the intention of returning. Kivin shenisha filo rak echem mehem kamim kaimai. If one of the original group remains there, then it's batla kviyas that what they began the meal together remains. And therefore, k'shechoizim k'viosim, when the other people come back, choizim, they come back, they have a hefsek, they can continue the meal where they left off. Sif chaf aleph. In b'shas birchas hamotzi. If somebody, as he made the hamotzi, hoist data, was his intention, lecho, lelechas achach lebeis acha, ligma sham sudosai, that he's going to go somewhere else where he's going to complete his meal, and that's where he's going to say Birch Samazin. Noigan Lahetar, that the meaning is that that's acceptable. However, in order that he should be able to say Birch Samazin, where he is going, he has to eat a Kazai's pass over there. And says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Vein Lasses Kain, one should not really do this. Elal Eis Atzorich. You're eating somewhere, eat the entire meal where you are, only if it's a situation, Sudas Mitzvah, where you're beginning the meal at home, and then you're going to go to a Sudas Mitzvah, a Sheva Brachas, etc. If it was not his intention to eat to complete the meal where he's going, so he has to finish the meal where he is, say Birchas Hamazon, and then he could go to the next place. Sif Chabez. Hamispal v'toich ha-suda. If somebody davens in the middle of a meal, shechayz alecha when he comes back to eat, ain't tzarech levarach oid ha-moitzi. He does not have to say another time ha-moitzi. V'kenim yoshim v'toich ha-suda shina sarai. If somebody takes just a little nap in the middle of the meal, api shenim shechayz his man, even if though it took some time, like mikri hefsek, it's not considered a hefsek. V'kein, I'm hifsek, but devar b'shadir rishus. If he interrupted his meal for other reasons, kagan shochuch and a cover of kiyotu b'zeh, he needed to use the bathroom or something like that. Kamakim kol elu, even though the meal is not considered interrupted, b'ayinu deilos yadayim mechadosh, he has to wash his hands again. B'shum, because there was a hifsek adas. Elm kain shom yodav. If he could be careful that to keep his hands clean. And therefore, the Ktzoyis HaShulchan says that even if somebody is sitting at a meal and it takes a very long time, there are speeches, etc., as long as he is confident that his hands are still clean, he doesn't have to wash Netilas Yadayim again. But in a case where he does have to wash Netilas Yadayim again, he doesn't make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim. Ki misham hesach hadas, just because he wasn't paying attention, that isn't enough of a reason. Ein mevarchim al Netilah, we don't make another bracha on Netilas Yadayim. However, the Paiskim say, I saw the Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody rested for a half an hour or longer, then he should wash his hands again. I sort of Shem Shem Balacha suggests it makes a difference if you just took a nap at the table versus if you lay down on a bed. Sif Chav Gimel. Mishugam Sudasai, if somebody finished his meal of a Nosan Dat Levarach Birch Samazin, and he intends to say Birch Samazin, Im Chayz Varat Zalachal Alishtais, and now he wants to eat some more or drink some more, Yesh Bei Chabri Chaluki Dinyin Lin HaBrachas, there are many details regarding what should be done with brachas. Al ken yesh lemnoy mezeh. It's something to try to avoid. Al miyad kishnosan dat el varech birch samazin. If he intends to say birch samazin, all he should do is yivarech birch samazin, say birch samazin. And then if he'll have to eat again, he'll deal with it then. Simen mem gimel. Hilchas brachas ledvarim sh'oichem v'shoyis m'teich ha-suda. Sif alech. Kamay sh'oichem m'teich ha-suda. Anything that's eaten during the meal, but dvarim shurigilim la'ochlam b'teich ha-suda, foods that are normally eaten during a meal, lesboya for satiation, kinyabas v'togim, fish and meat, mine liftin, different side dishes, daisa, is like flour type of food, or mina levivos, blintzes, afil dvarim shachem b'loy lechem, even if they're foods that are not normally eaten together with bread, kulam ein tzrichim bracha, all of them don't need a bracha, loy lefnei v'loy lefchreim, not before nor after. They're shekivan, shachlan shel esboya, since they're eaten for satiation as part of the meal, harayim b'chlal asuda, they're part of the meal, v'chol asuda negreres ach alechem, and the entire meal is considered subordinate to the bread, shu'ik r'chai adam, that is the most staple food item, okay, kulin of tarm, b'brichas ha'moitzi, b'brichas ha'mozen, the b'brichas ha'moitzi that's said at the beginning of the meal, and the b'brichas ha'mozen that's said at the end of the meal, cover all of those foods that are said during the meal. Even if those foods were foods that weren't even in his home as he began the meal, ain't tzarich levarchalem, a new bracha on them need not be recited. The stam adas adam akom ashiviloi. When one begins a meal, he has in mind that whatever he will be served is included in the meal. Sif beis. V'kein ain't tzarich levarch kol minim mashkim. One doesn't have to make a separate bracha on all beverages. Shamashkein heim gamkein bechlal asudahein. The drinks are also part of the meal. Shein derech achila b'loshtia. People, when they eat, need to drink. Chutz melayin, except for wine. Ufishayayin udav achashav. Wine is considered a special drink. Shebekam becomes chyovin levarach alav. Many places we make a bar priya gofen. Abishayin tzarech lishtus, even if somebody is not necessarily interested in drinking, can go in Kiddush v'Avdolah, like by Kiddush v'Avdolah, Tzrich l'Varech, and therefore on wine, you have to make a bracha, Gam b'toich asuda, even if you're drinking in the middle of the meal. V'mbirach al yayin koim n'til sidayim, if you made a bracha on the wine before you even wash your hands, v'hoi sadat alishtos gam b'toich asuda, and you had intention to drink during the meal wine, u'shirago b'kach lishtos yayin b'toich asuda, he usually drinks wine during the meal. Ain tzarich levarach lav shenis. You need not make another bracha. Ki nifta bebracha sheberich alav lefnei asuda. The bar priya gofen you made before the meal will cover the wine that you drink during the meal. Yain tzarif v'neseinu. Alcoholic beverages. She'ein derech l'shtoy shetav b'teich asuda. That are not normally drank, consumed during the meal. Have a suffikim b'chlal asuda loy. It's a question, is it considered part of the meal or not? Okay, therefore, if it's your intention to drink this between and during the meal, drink a little before until shidayim, and make a bracha on that because it's drinking it before until shidayim, and have in mind that what you drink during the meal will be covered with that bracha. If you did not do that, drink in the middle of the meal, take a little sugar, make a shahakal on that sugar, and then you won't have to make a bracha on the alcoholic beverage. And some have the minig because of this question, if they want to drink this during the meal. Let mat pass to dip some bread into the cup of the yain tzraf. I'll say to those that say that that's not a really great advice. Shabbos and Yontif, where we make kiddush before we wash, the Mishnah Berurah says certainly the halacha is that the bari priya gofen that we make on the kiddush before the meal covers even the yain tzraf that we drink during the meal. Furthermore, I saw that the Sharmatzon of Balacha says that since it's quite customary for people to drink some alcoholic beverage during the meal, particularly after the fish, so since it has become a full-fledged part of the meal, and since it's become a full-fledged part of the meal, there's no question one need not make a separate bracha if you drink it during the meal. Sif Gimel. If Ratzel Lachem Atech Asud HaParis B'lei Pas, if during the meal one wants to eat bread, a fruit, kimachena peres mikah suda, fruit are not considered a primary part of the meal. Even if they're on the table, Kain Prix and Mitzvah, even before you come to the table, they're already on the table. Become Akim, Ein and Neftarim, the Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas HaMitzvah doesn't work. The Tzorach Levarach Alayim Bracha Rishayna, and a separate Bracha Rishayna has to be recited. Aval Bracha Achrayna, they don't require a separate Bracha Achrayna, and Tzrichim, Neftarim, the Birchas HaMazim. And therefore, Rav Volzner and Rav Shlomo Zalman both said that what would make most sense if you come to a meal where you're going to serve a fruit before the meal and then you're going to wash, maybe what you should do is eat that, make a bracha on that fruit and eat it, and then only wash after and make the hamotzi on the bread. The many roys alach al peres rak and pass, but if somebody is going to eat those fruits only with bread, then ain't tzarch levar chaleim, they don't require their own bracha. Came tefillin lepas, they become part of the eating with the bread. From roys alach ktsasim and pass, ktsasim leloy pass, and you want to eat some of the fruit with bread and some without fruit bread, tzarch lezara lechat chila leloy pass, first begin eating them without any bread, vivar chaleim and make a bracha, vach kach. And now, yachal achal gam mepas, you could eat the rest with bread, without bread. Avol miyachal tchila mepas, if the first bite of the fruit will be eaten together with bread, vachak yachal bloy pas, and then you're going to continue eating that fruit without bread. So now we have a real question. Ikas feka bebracha. Yesh regin lechal bay machal machal. There are people that eat between the different dishes that are served at a meal, eza davar shemamshach tav sechila, something to increase the appetite, to go in zayis meluach, olives, limonim meluchim, lemons, tzunoyin, radish kedoma. So all those types of food, zen nikr machmas asuda, are considered part of the meal. Kivan shedei kain, because eating them, hu yachal yoyser, it all increases the appetite that you should eat more. L'kain, there's no necessity to make a bracha on those foods. They are part of the meal. And since they're part of the meal, a pas poitroi, they're covered with the hamotzi that was made on the bread.